The midterm elections came to an end last night after incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock defeated Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Joining us now with his thoughts on this race is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Dan. And I would say Georgia proved the country is truly split. The win by Warnock gives the Democrats a 51-49 lead head in the Senate, and that gives them chairmanships and gives them the majority on every Senate committee. So from that standpoint, a big win for the Democrats.
Now, there's also, he was one of the latest Trump candidates who did not do so well in this midterm election.
Well, you're 100% right there. The Trump candidates lost in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, the state of Washington, Arizona, and then last night in Georgia for the second straight time. So the Republicans have a real problem with Trump and what is going to happen with him and the party for 2024.
But, of course, the business of Congress is still ongoing right now.
No question. And the big thing is we're in a lame duck session of the Congress, and it will be interesting what the Democrats do with the national debt and the budget, what they do in it with inflation and the cultural issues. And there was another loser in yesterday's election, and that's the Catholic bishops of the United States, who Biden just disagreed with their stand on marriage and the bill before the Congress. So the Catholic bishops lost yesterday as well, and especially lost with their Catholic base.
And also, what does this mean for Senators Jim Manchin and Kristen Sinema? Because this gives them a little less leverage now, I would guess would be fair to say.
I would say, but both ways. Senator Murkowski in Alaska is a Republican that the Democrats have stolen a few times. But I think it does, but it depends on the issues. But don't forget, in 2022, there's only 10 Republicans up, and double that for Democrats in the Senate elections in 2024.
All righty. Well, we'll have to keep a watchful eye on that. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.